I talked with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a line guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast. And His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above, to the far distant shore. Many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and low. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast. And His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. What glory awaits me in heaven's bright city? When I get there, such sights I'll behold. A million scenes of rare beauty will be there, I'll view them. Still Jesus will outshine them all. Mansion will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunion on streets of gold. Angels quite free with praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. The sparkling river is flowing. Happy faces are glowing. land of splendor, where night never falls. The golden glass gives reflection to that city's perfection. Still Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunion on streets of gold. Angel choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. Oh, what glory awaits me in heaven's bright city. When I get there, such sights I'll behold. A million saints of rare beauty will be there, I'll view them. Still Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunion on streets of gold. Angel choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. The sparkling river is flowing. Happy faces are glowing. Land of splendor where night never falls. The golden glass gives a reflection to that city's perfection. Still Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunion on streets of gold. Angels choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunion on streets of gold. Angel choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. In the meantime, we just got to keep fighting down here. You can have all that stuff down here if you can only come and stand with us. You'll have that same glory. Glory don't have to wait. You can have that glory down here. People don't believe us, but we're already. We got that glory down here, eh? But you got to fight for the Lord. Right. You can't fight for religion. You can't support that religious thing out there. All you got to do is come and stand with Sam and Lorraine. That's it. Upon the mountain they followed the Lord for days. Weak from the hunger, he would not send them away. A little boy had some fishes and a few loaves of bread. But how could so many with just so little be fed? He held it toward heaven with hands that had not yet been nailed. They watched him with wonder, but surely this time he would fail. But as he reached it to them, they could see down deep in his eyes. They could always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. He just keeps giving and giving till their hunger was satisfied. He started with so little, but oh how the Lord multiplies. And when he was finished, the want was removed from their eyes. They could always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. I fail him so often, sometimes I grow faint in my heart. He's been so faithful, he always does more than his part. He never leaves me, though I've often strayed from his side. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. He just keeps giving and giving till my hunger is satisfied. He started with so little, but oh how the Lord multiplies. And when he is finished, the want is removed from my eyes. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. I fail him so often, sometimes I grow faint in my heart. He's been so faithful, he always does more than his part. He never leaves me, though I've often strayed from his side. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. And he just keeps giving and giving till my hunger is satisfied. He started with so little, but oh how the Lord multiplies. And when he is finished, the want is removed from my eyes. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. People said I'd never make it. They say I'd never see it through. But they don't know what keeps me going. I guess they'd never have met you. All my life was in shambles until the day you came along. You turned my tears into laughter. Lord, you give me a brand new song. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I'll burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Voted likely not to prosper, what left hanging o'er my head. You'll never count for nothing, that's what most people say. I've been known to be unsettled, never stayed around too long. Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for. Lord, I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. All the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. Lord, I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Voted likely not to prosper, was left hanging o'er my head. You'll never count for nothing, that's what most people say. I've been known to be unsettled, never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for. Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. All the bridges left behind me, Lord, I burned them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. the anchor. Oh, though the ship's been battered, the anchor holds. Though the sails are torn, I have fallen on my knees, and I face the raging sea. The anchor holds, in spite of the storm. The anchor holds, though the ship's been battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. The all you gotta do in life is come and stand with Sam and Lorraine. It's that simple. Nothing in it for us. Like back in the day, as I told you before, I was in at the air show with that Ken, that Dr. Bell, Ken. And the Lord spoke right to his spirit. Go stand with Sam. That's the only jumpy scripture you got now. Now the rest of your life, just go stand with Sam. You do that, you'll do all that God required of that guy. Just go stand with Sam. And there for about 2-3 years, he was all right, I guess, with all his ups and downs. But then one day he decided he was going to see if he could find garbage about me. Well, I said, go for it. You're going to find a lot of garbage about me, if that's what you want. Mm-hmm. And from then on, he went downhill. And all he's doing now is lamenting, wishing that he would have stuck with Sam. He wouldn't have the diseases that he's got. I know he's got some kind of a disease longer. Picked that up along the road of life simply because he couldn't come true with the Lord. You're not doing nothing to me. You're not standing with me as per se. You're standing with the channel that God has here in these closing days of time. We're just continuing on from the frequency from Brother Branham, Brother Jackson, and then you and I, we're giving it the finishing touches. All you gotta come do is come and stand with Sam and Lorraine. You'll have an expectant end. It's interesting about a lot of things about heaven and all that. But you can have heaven down here. Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is come and fight. Come and join the fight.
That's right.
All it is. It's a fight for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all you fight here. We got nothing on our own. We're standing for truth. We're standing for the truth that's been given to the church each of Laodicea. It's just that simple. And we're not gonna change our mind. We're not gonna go back. Go back to what? Mm-hmm. Go back to, how do I call it? Go get the cult. Ain't going to happen. You know what a scripture is? The Lord done build a house. The builder build it, man. Psalm 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wake it, but in vain. If the Lord does not build a house, then those who build it work in vain. If the Lord does not guard a city, then the watchman stands guard in vain. In other words, if the Lord doesn't protect your house, mm-hmm. it's all in vain.
Mm-hmm.
And in German, with the Herr nicht das Haus baut, so arbeitet zum Sonst sie daran bauen. Wo der Herr nicht die Stadt behütet, so wachet der Wächter umsonst. It's got to be all surrounded. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. If your main thing is just for yourself, you're not going to, God does not, it's not duty bound to protect you. It's all about Jesus. And the reason I'm on this subject, I guess everybody by now heard that Heartland colony down there east of Winnipeg, that kitchen burned down. And that kitchen, they had everything in there. They had their dining hall and their church and their all the stuff is in that kitchen. It's a big building. And they just built it here maybe 10 years or so ago, not that long ago. And it's their pride and joy, I guess. And that's where they meet and that's where they have dinner. But anyway, it goes up in smoke. 3 o'clock the other night it burned during the night and couldn't save nothing. Just all up in smoke. See if the Lord does not build a house, then those who build on it work in vain. And if the Lord does not guard the house and the kitchen down there, in that particular case, if the Lord does not guard that kitchen, then it's all you can have all the alarms and all everything in there that you want, but it's all in vain. And,
right.
And I know these people down there. There was a time, you know, I was in the trenches with them. We were fighting for the same cause back in the day when they took that bishop, that pope, to court about all the lawsuits he was having against the colonies. And they went up and they challenged him, and they went as far right down to the Supreme Court. And I was with them. They asked me to come along with them down to the Supreme Court. Like I say, I was in the trenches with them. I worked down there with them when they had a little bit of a building just north of Winnipeg when they were down at Lakeside still there. And like I say, I was right then there with them. One day there came a law that you couldn't go visit these people. They called them the renegades back in the day. And they were in Lakeside colony then. Well, he wasn't allowed to go visit them. Well, you know me. My father-in-law, he was kind of the watchman over that place there. And so one day coming back from Winnipeg, I stopped in and I went home to their house and I went in there to visit them. And I want to find out for myself if they're really the renegades, what they call them to be. And found out they're really not the renegades. They're really not that bad of people. So I spent the evening with them and then I drove home. And the next day I get a phone call from my father-in-law. See, they got their spice down there. Every time somebody goes and visits these renegades, they call them the renegades. And then I get a call from my father-in-law. He wants to have a talk with me. And so I had to go up and have a talk with him. And then he told me we're down there at these renegades yesterday. You know very well that's not, we set a law that you can't go visit them. Well, I stopped in to visit them. And I had to find out for myself who the real renegades are. And I found out they're really not that bad. I found out that you and that Jay Kleinsaus are the renegades. Told him right to his face. And, well, he did want to go there, and he just kind of tried to cover this thing up. But see, from then on, I kind of started supporting them, and it was right at that time when they kind of, around that time, when they terminated me from that Riverside colony. And anyway, so I spent time with them, and like I said, I was in the trench. It was a 3, 4, 5 year process. By the time it was over, and I went down there, I worked with them down at that place north of Winnipeg. Sometimes they had some fixing up old equipment, and then finally, what they did, that split came. I was like in there supporting him. Like I said, I even went down to the Supreme Court with them. They invited me to come along because I was fighting the same fight. We were exposing that corruption that's in that colony. And like I say, I was in there with them, and then they decided they're going to go back to the system. See, that split came in, and then they decided they want to join back with the colony. I told them about Brother Branham, about the message and everything, but they didn't seem to want it. So they decided they're going to go back with the Gibb faction. Now there's two sides. There's the Euler faction, that's the JK guys, and then there's the other side. That's the Gibb faction. I told them they're both corrupt. They both got nothing. And but anyway, they went back. They asked for forgiveness. They went to go through this Auschwitz rigmarole, and they wanted to drag me with them. They asked me if I want to come down to that Blumengard. Now that Blumengard, Jake, he's in charge of the Gestapo outfit now, and they wanted me to come with them down there and ask for forgiveness. And I said, forgiveness for what?
for standing up for truth. It's like these tugs out here, they can't stand nothing. And that's actually where I got that word tugs from, because when I was in the trenches with them, they were fighting this hierarchy. They were fighting this preacher system, and they called them the tugs. You know, they called these supporters, JK support, they called them tugs because they were under their, what you would call, they were under their clutches, you know, and they took a lot of persecution from them. They got terminated, they got kicked out with nothing and all that, and finally they decided, well, it's not worth the fight, we'll go back and we'll join up with the new group now, with the Gift faction. And I said, I'm not coming down with you because they're just as corrupt as the Oilers are. And they both got nothing, spiritually speaking. Mm-hmm. I saw through that good step of stuff. And anyway, so they went down there to Bloengard Colony, and they got the committee together, and then they decided they're going to put them through this Auschwitz rigmarole. Mm-hmm. I said, don't go through that garbage, because you did do nothing wrong. All you did this, what they should have done. Now they're trying to find you guilty for standing up for truth. Why would you go through this Auschwitz rigmarole? Anyway, so they put him different. That young Denny, he was here in Sommerfeld, and they put him to different places to go through this Auschwitz rigmarole, and then eventually they went through this, thing, and then eventually they built themselves a place down there at Heartland. They decided they wanted to have their own preacher and go back into the system again. So they bought some land down there east of Winnipeg, and that Heartland color, that's how this camp all came to be. But see, they couldn't do nothing until they join up with the Gestapo, with the Gift faction, so to speak. And I was in the trenches with them all along, trying to persuade them, don't go down that direction. There's other things you can do in life. And but see, then they decided that they're going to go with the Gift faction. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I was in it right from day one. And then they made a preacher. And then they made that Larry preacher. That, like I say, that's actually where I got that word tug from. And then when he became preacher, and I went down there, and I spent 2-3 years in the trenches with him. And then I went down there, and I sat, and he saw me, and I went to talk to him. And he says, well, I'm going to join that priesthood now. Because now he's the preacher. Now he's supporting the priesthood. All of a sudden, they're the priesthood. Up till now, they were the tugs. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not meant for this fight. We're fighting for something that's real. We're fighting for something that's true. And now you want to go back and support the people that terrorized you up till now. Mm-hmm. You call them tugs now. Up till now, now all of a sudden they're the priesthood. It's the same garbage as before. That's pretty much. Well, I left them in the dust, and I decided, if I have to do this alone, I'll fight this thing alone. But I'm not going to support something that I know is corrupt. And then, well, now they got the pretty good place built up down there. They got chickens. They got this, that, and the other. They got that plastic shop where they make things. But see, behind it all, God done build a house. God is not going to keep protecting it. God is not going to build, and they're out there doing the wrong thing. And at the end of the day, that's why that kitchen burned. Yeah, because it's not, the Lord's not protecting it. If you don't, they build in vain. Everything that they do from day to day, they build in vain. At the end of the day, their God is not with them because they turn their back on God. Mm-hmm. They're supporting a regime that were the Satanists that had done it. And I was in the trenches with them, and we had it, at least they were going somewhere, but I couldn't tell him about this Jesus guy. And I had a lot to do with that young Denny. And then he went and he was in the hospital, and then I went to see him. And I said, I asked him what's wrong with them. I said, they don't know, they can't find it out. I said, I tell you what's wrong with you, Danny, because you're going against your conscience. You're going against the stream. You know very well that that other right thing is nothing because you fought them for years. And now you're going back and you're going back to support them again. And, well, that's their problem. And I told him, why do you take on that, how come you take on that Auschwitz stuff? And, that's their problem. That's something they're going to carry over. No, they don't care about your soul. You're the one that has to answer this question that you did something wrong when you did. All you did was stand up for truth. And now you got to go down on your knee and ask for forgiveness from these thugs. You're still the same thug that were before. And, I could convince him, and then he went through the rigmarole, and then, like I say, then they kind of, he was the boss down there, and then he kind of left. Him and his brother, his twin brother, they left, and then they were fighting back and forth all the time. You know the story. I was in contact with them all along, trying to tell them about where it's at. It's about the message of Brother Branham. It's about the message of Brother Jackson. That's where it's at. It's not in that other right thing. Because it's going down the pipe. There's nothing there. The Satan is the head. I mean, at the end of the day, you get nothing. But anyway, I couldn't convince him. And then, I went to Bozinger. He was in the hospital down there. And I talked to him. And his other twin brother had already died. I says, you're not gonna last very long. Because you're fighting something you know. You're supporting something that you know very well in your heart is not real. And anyway, mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, he died. And Not being in the fight. He says, I told him, all you gotta do is come and fight for truth and for the real thing, and then you'll be well. And they couldn't find what's wrong with him, like I say. And then 2 weeks he died, 2 weeks later he died. And but in the meantime, I was always in contact with him before he got to the hospital. And every so often he would call me up, and I would call him up. And the only time he would call me up when he had a drink. He had a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
When he was half drunk, he'd call me up and try to make fun of me. So how does it feel to be in the fight and all that? How does it feel to be in the front line? Kind of mocking me, you know. Well, I says, I'm doing all right. I've got the Lord, and the Lord's fighting with me. I says, I'm okay. I don't care if I'm out here in the front lines. I told him at one time, you guys were in the front lines, but you jeopardized all that, and you gave up, and you went back. You quit fighting, and you went back to the... And back to the stream again, back into the cult again. And now here, nothing to fight. Now the Lord found me faithful and true. Now he's got me out on the front line fighting for something that you should have fought for. At least we could have fought this thing together. But he decided you're going to go back and support the system again. Well, I'm not part of that. Anyway, like I say, then he died. And then they built that place up down there. And then they had a business going. And they got all kinds of stuff going on there. But it's all their own thing, you know. They're just supporting a regime that is not of God. And then God doesn't have to protect your kitchen, you know. That's why on this subject here, if the Lord don't build it, the builders build in vain. They build that place up, but it's all in vain. At the end of the day, they get nothing. And then they try to protect. I'm sure they had fire alarm in that kitchen, but they don't mean nothing. If the Lord don't protect it, all these things is all in vain, and now they're working there all in vain. Everything, all their effort and all their things they put in there, it just went up and smoke. That whole other right thing, that's exactly what's going to happen if the Lord doesn't intervene. It's all nothing. The Satan is the head on it, and that's why we're on this subject. If the Lord don't protect it, if the Lord don't build it, if you don't have the Lord, if you don't have the truth for your day, then it's all going to go into judgment. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to stop for a moment in time just to give you thanks. I just pray you'll do with us as you see fit, Lord. I just pray you'll continue to use us for your honor and for your glory. Allow us to say things that you want to say, said for the day and hour that we're now living in, Lord. We just pray you just continue to do with us as you see fit, Lord. Inspire your word and anoint it, Lord. Open up the hearts of the people, Lord. And I just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I want to read something here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making his plea through us. We plead with you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. And see, some people God calls to be ambassadors for Christ. Like you could say that these people, God called them to speak up and expose unrighteousness and the unfruitful works of darkness. And there are people that God calls to do that. And they did do that, like you were saying. They spoke up against it, and for a while they were in the fight, and they were really getting things done. And but it's one thing to start out the race and be an ambassador for Christ and do these things and speak out against wrong and for allow God to do work through you.
Yeah.
And that's one thing you really, when you allow God to do something through you, you need to be in the fight. You can't allow yourself to get slack.
You gotta be in it for the long haul.
That's right. And see, that it's a good thing that what they did. Initially, they were really in the fight, but then somewhere along the line, they let it slip. And then when you let it slip, then the first thing a person does is go back. So then when you go back, then God can no longer use you. You can no longer be that ambassador for Christ. And allow God to speak and use be used through for God. Then and these things can happen. Like they not long after that, God took them off the scene because there was no more work for them to do. That's what people don't understand. That when God calls you to do something, you need to really put in an effort to be in it for the long haul. You can't just initially set out to do it and then just fold it and give up and then just pack it in. When God called us to speak and he allowed us to see the things that we saw about these religious systems and to speak out against it, that's what our calling is for. Mm-hmm. That's why if you're called to be an ambassador for Christ, that's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And when you fail to do it, then you no longer have a purpose.
Yeah.
And then these people died. And like you were saying, how can God bless these places then, like Heartland Colony? Like, these things don't just happen. A kitchen burning off. And I think in 2017, their plastic shop burned down too, or something like that. Mm-hmm. When you will read up in on the news, something happened in 2017 with their plastic shop.
Yeah, their business, their pride and joy in their business, and then that thing burned down, and then they had to start from scratch. But no matter what, ahead of the thing, simply because they're not fighting for the Lord, they're not fighting for the truth, because God opened their understanding, and that old Danny. He put up a big fight. He shook up that whole authorization. He had sent letters all out, and somewhere along the road alive he caved because he took the glory for himself. And I, like I say, I was in there pulling the punches in the trenches with him, and I was agreed with everything they're saying and doing. Then he had visions. He saw a lot of these Hutterite preachers down in hell, and he told them about it, and and he went up against that bishop and against my father-in-law, and it was a big tug of war going on for the longest, maybe a 10-year process with all that. And then finally they decided to pack it in. It's not worth the fight, and they went back to the Gibb faction. Mm-hmm. I told the Gibb faction, they're just as corrupt as the Euler faction. And so here now, we're just continuing on with the fight. And then, by the grace of God, the Lord brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham. And then he brought us to the ministry of Brother Jackson. That's why I keep saying, anything outside of the ministry of the Church of Laodicea, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. Anything outside of that channel is just going to take you out to hell and death. It's just that simple. And all God is required, just come and stand with You're not standing right off. You're just standing with the truth for your day. But the Lord has found you and I faithful. We're not going to bend. We're not going to bow. We're not going to break. That's why now the Lord has found us faithful and true to continue on with the program. Mm-hmm. Because we were tested. I was tested back then when I was in the trenches with these boys. And I decided, no, I'm not going to go back to that system. I would rather die 1,000 dead than go back and support Satan. Because by that time, I already know it's nothing but the Satanist ahead of it. So why would I go back and support something like that? And then I told you about that Dr. Bell's can. When the Lord came down and spoke right into his spirit, the Lord just spoke to me and said, I should come and stand with you. Well, I didn't tell you that. I said, the Lord told you that. And that's all people. And that the same thing with that Jeremy. That came through here, and he made contact with us. So I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, what's the scoop with this Jeremy guy? I don't know him. I don't know him from a hole in the ground. And the Lord gave me that scripture over in Jude, pulling him out of the fire, even hating his garment that are contaminated with his former lifestyle. So we had him here, and like I say, I went to the Lord about it, and sure enough, I found out that his lifestyle was so corrupted with sex and with drugs and with alcohol, all the filth that you could muster together. But the Lord told me, pulling him out of the fire, hating even his garments that are contaminated with his former lifestyle. And then during the night, the Lord came to me and cast that devil out of him. He had a demon in there because he served the devil all his life. Mm-hmm. Anyway, for 3 days he was here and he was doing very good. And then on the third day, I woke up in the morning and I said, Lord, what's the scoop with Jeremy out there? He's been here for 3 days. What's the future for him? And the Lord just simply told me, tell him to go back home and tell him what the Lord had done for him, that he had to come here to Sam and Lorraine and then get this demon cast out of him and go back and tell his people that. Also, I got up and said, well, Jeremy, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do with your life? Well, I'll probably go back home and tell the people what happened to me here. Okay, well, yeah, that's exactly what the Lord wants you to do. Just go and tell the people what happened to you. But he didn't get very far. He was barely out the door, he said. And he told himself he's not going to do that. See, he can't help that. That's the only job description he had from the Lord. Well, he decided not to, and he decided to go do his own thing. And before you know it, he was back in the gutter again, serving the devil. I don't know where he is now. I don't even know if he's still alive. But see, God gives them people the opportunity. The same with that Ken, you know, that Dr. Bell guy. Then later on, he calls me, texts me. He wants to get together again. I said, what are we going to do together? We got nothing to talk about. You had your chance. Well, and even if I would agree, the Lorraine would never agree with you. But they're taking you back. You could go and do what the Lord told you to do. Go and tell your people that you're supporting Sam and Lorraine. That's all you have to do. You don't have to come here. We don't want to see you because you could go out there and do your thing now. Whatever. Just continue on what the Lord told you to do.
Yeah, I was reading something yesterday in Hebrews 10:38. It says, but my righteous one will live by faith, and if he may shrink back, my soul does not take pleasure in him. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. And that's what happens when people draw back from fighting, when the Lord uses them, and then all of a sudden they just pack it in and just go back. And then it says, God is not going to find pleasure in that.
That's what happened to that Larry down there, that he can't preach or that. And what did they go back to the cesspool again? That's what happened to that Danny and that Divi. They're twins. They died because God cannot tolerate that thing because his soul has no desire for people that turn back. They were in the fight. They did a good job. They were tearing down buildings in Winnipeg and all that stuff. But they had worked for their guys and everything. And then they decided they want to go back to the system and support something that they knew was corrupt. All of a sudden, now up till now, they're thugs, and now all of a sudden they're the priesthood. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go support it. Even they know very well they're still the same old thugs, like these overseers that they had, that Pete from Bloomfield down there as an overseer and a different one. And they were supporting a diabolical regime. And I don't like saying these things, but it's the truth. And like you were saying, to him that turned back, my soul will have no desire in him. If you and I would turn back, you think God would have a desire on it? Because he can't go against the word. If you and I peck it in, go back to the compound and support something that we know is corrupt, the Lord Jesus would have no pleasure in us. Mm-hmm. And then we'd live here in his house and the Lord doesn't have to protect it anymore. But see, as long as we're about the Lord's business, the Lord is duty bound to honor his word. Because it's not our building. We're just walking with the Lord here on a day-to-day basis. It's his building. Mm-hmm. He's protecting the house and he's building the building. We're building with it. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't intend to go back and forfeit everything that we ever fought for, mm-hmm. everything that we ever worked for. We just continue to charge on ahead. And that's what these heartland people should have done back in the day. They shouldn't have gone back to that cesspool because what they did. Now instead of going on with the Lord, they're going on with the devil. But then you see what happened down there. Now their kitchen and their church building is all up in smoke. Everything that they had in there. See, they, mm-hmm. they got everything under that same building, you know?
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook and I was reading the comments and everybody had such positive things to say. And mm-hmm. I was telling you, you know what? We're really outgunned and outnumbered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we expose these things and hear people say they are just the greatest
mm-hmm.
and everything like that. But we know that these things don't just happen.
Yeah.
When you will read in the Old Testament, when something happened to the children of Israel, it was because they were straying from the ways of God.
Yeah.
Otherwise, God blessed them. And if they went away from God, it was straying from him, then these curses befell on them. And God is still the same. He doesn't change his principles. His principles are still the same. If you speak up for him, you work for him for righteousness and do his will, he will bless you and your family will be blessed. But if you do not do what he has called you to do, then he cannot bless you. That's why you were saying that we are actually, in a sense, already in heaven
mm-hmm.
because we are doing the work of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We are speaking up against wrong and the things that God has allowed us to see to let people know the truth for your day and hour that God sent a prophet. And that's who we are directing people to, the message for our day and hour, and that God sent the prophet. He sent a chief apostle, Brother Jackson, to turn our hearts back to the faith of the early church. And that's the message that we have. And then we let people know that, because in it there are all the blessings that God can offer to mankind in this day and age.
They didn't want to divorce themselves from that system.
Mm-hmm.
As I told them about Brother Branham, I thought about God sent a prophet, and then I told that's what I'm going to support, and they didn't want no part of it. So they figured it's a lot easier to go back into the system. But now they got no protection for their building. If they would have done what I'd have suggested them to, I didn't tell them. I just directed them towards that. And if they would have done that, they'd still have their kitchen. They would still have their business down there, do whatever, as long as you got the truth for your day. That's all that matters. You know, that's not nothing to do with that compound, with that hunter, I think. Because, like I said, they're both corrupt. And you can't build on something that's corrupt. If you do what's right, at the end of the day, God's going to see to it that you're going to have an expected end. Mm-hmm. Because we sing that song, upon the mountain they follow the Lord for days. You follow with the Lord, he's going to see that you have joy unspeakable, full of glory. That's where you and I are living at. We got joy unspeakable, full of glory. We got 24/7 heavenly bodyguard protecting us, protecting everything we do and say. When we go out there, we go to Israel, we don't even take insurance out. We just trust the Lord because we're about mm-hmm. the Lord's business.
That's right.
And then he's duty bound and he'll do it. He'd just be glad to do it, because he would count mm-hmm. every time some hair falls from your head. He knows all about it, because the hair on your head is all counted. That's how He takes care of you when you are about the Lord's business. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. And scripture is all full of things, how God cares for those that go there about the Lord's business. And these people down there, like I tell you, that Larry that preached, all of a sudden, they're not thugs anymore. Mm-hmm. Now they're the priesthood. All of a sudden, he wants to support. All of a sudden, they, instead of being thugs, all of a sudden, they're the priesthood. He's going to support. He's going to support the priesthood. Even though they very well know they're nothing but thugs. Mm-hmm. That don't change overnight and become from a thug into a priesthood, mm-hmm. you know.
That's right.
Kind of stupid to even think like that. But see, that's the decision that these people made down there. They're going to support that diabolical satanic priesthood. That's all it is. It's none of God. These preachers, they're none of God. And we're just doing them a favor. We were exposing it just like that rich man when he went to hell. He thought he's got it made when he gets over on the other side. But he found out in hell, he opened up his eyes, and at the end of the day, he has only one passion. Well, Abram sent somebody back and tell these people that they're going about the wrong, they're heading the wrong direction. That's all we're doing. We're just trying to shake them up into reality. That direction that they're going, these Hutterite preachers, it's going down straight to hell and that. It's just that simple. And we're just blowing the horn. We're just sounding the alarm. And if they find it, if they listen to it, fine. If not, it doesn't matter to us. It's up to them what they do. Because, see, God has given people the freedom of choice. You and I, we chose one day we're going to follow the Lord. And we had no intention of ever turning back. Though some go with me, yet I will follow, you know. Though none go with me, yet I will follow. And I seen a lot of people turning back. They come so far, then they decide the journey is a little bit too hard. And then they go back and they end up back serving the devil again. But see, we're bound and determined to continue on. The anchor holds. We're not in this to quit, you know, I'm trying mm-hmm. to say. The songs that we sing, they verify that. And people said, I'll never make it. But mm-hmm. see, we're holding on. Mm-hmm. We're just continuing on with the program. And this is why we are where we're at. We're out there exposing the truth for the end time, for the day and hour we're living in. And if people want to come and support us, that's fine and dandy. If not, we'll hoof it along. We're not going to give up. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's what counts. To hear the Lord say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's all we care about. In fact, we got heaven down here already. We've got joy unspeakable, full of glory. We got protection and everything I told you before. We got all these goodies down here because we're about the Lord's business. We're not doing our own thing.
That's right.
And anybody that wants to, they can come on board and join the fight. You got to be in the fight. If you're not in the fight, you're going to go back to serving the devil. Just that simple. Mm.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and we give you thanks, Lord, for everything you've allowed us to see. And we just want to be a voice for you, Lord, and take a stand in life and speak the truth and righteousness, Lord, and let people know that you are still a God that protects, just like that psalmist wrote, if you do not watch the city, then the watchers watch in vain. Because we know that if people live for you, Lord, and do your perfect will, you'll send multitudes of angels to protect the city, Lord. And those angels are so much more effective than anyone, thousands of bodyguards. Because if you do not protect it, then the watchers will watch in vain. Because you do a thorough job, and you know behind the scene the spirit world and the evil that people allow in when they compromise, Lord. And the devil is at work, Lord. And people, if they don't take a stand, and the enemy can come in and create havoc, Lord. But if people take a stand in life and live for what is right, and then you are bound to your word and protect people. We just want to let people know that these things don't just happen, mm-hmm. That they happen for a reason, and we just want to let people know the whole story behind things, Lord, that they cannot just say, oh, this and this went wrong. But we know behind it there is a reason when these things happen, and we want people to know that. We want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.